Chapter 20. It was bad, all right. Three times as bad as I thought it would be. Fire bites. What in Narnum are they doing here? Yes, they're dragons. No, they aren't good. Not evil, but not good. They're also known in the dragon home as fire brats. I ducked. A small creature zinged over my head. A pixelin. A small, fairy-like man with wings. The firebite was on his tail, chasing him into the sky, darting in and out of the trees. I could see two more waiting above as their brother flushed the pixelin out.
Ben, don't leave those horses, do you hear?
Firebites are small, little bigger than my foot, but they're all dragon. Nasty dragons. Red-scaled, black-winged. More than capable of handling their own in the big, big world.
What did you say?
Ben shouted back.
What are those things, anyway?
Stay with the horses, Ben.
I knocked an arrow. Not morite, not magic, just one I use for hunting. The pixelin came again. I shot. He dove. The arrow splintered off the pursuing firebite's nose. It howled a split second before it crashed into a tree.
Excellent shot, dragon.
Get to the horses, Ben.
In a blink, I reloaded, eyeing the sky. Down the next two came.
Always have to do it the hard way, don't you, fellas?
I said, aiming. The arrow split on its face. A normal arrow wouldn't harm it, but it would sting. I stepped out of the way as it crashed to the ground. A stream of flame shot from the third one's mouth.
What are you doing, fire brat?
I said, jumping away. The tree behind me burst into flame. If I didn't calm them down, they'd set the entire forest on fire. The next thing I knew, they had me surrounded. Vicious little lizards, tongues licking around their red-hot mouths, snorting smoke and flames from their nostrils.
Why are you attacking me?
I felt something brush against my hair. Sultans of sulfur. I had a pixelin on my head.
Get off me!
The dragon's razor-sharp teeth nipped at my boots as they circled. I could feel the white-hot heat coming out of their mouths. They could fry me in an instant if they wanted. I could see the furry in their eyes. They wanted that pixelin. I tried some dragonese, saying,
"Go away! The hunt is over!"
They stopped and cocked their heads like little red dogs.
"Peace and home,"
I said, and repeated. Firebites are rebels. They come and go as they please, and they're harder to catch than most dragons. They don't have the weaknesses for gems or gold. It's the hunt and torment for all creatures inferior that they live for. Sitting back on their haunches, they growled a little. Behind me, the burning tree was beginning to crackle.
That's more like it,
I said, reaching my dragon arm out to the nearest. It growled, bloodstone eyes fixed on my shoulder. There, the pixelin sat, huffing for breath, a worried expression on his tiny face. The poor creature was exhausted.
You better stay back,
I said. I felt it conceal itself in my locks.
I'll help you, dragon!
From out of nowhere, Ben came swinging his sword.
No, Ben, stop!
It was too late.
Yeah!
Ben swung hard, hitting a firebite, sending it skipping across the ground.
Fool! I told you to stay with the horses. Now
a stream of flame shot from two dragons' mouths. I leaped, knocking Ben out of the way.
Stay behind me,
I said, locking my bow on my back. Fang was secure in my grip.
Are those dragons?
Ben said behind my ears.
No, fool. Those are angry dragons. Very angry.
You sound angry,
Ben said, worried.
Are you?
I didn't say anything. Ben only meant well, but good intentions were often a brave man's undoing. Three balls of fire shot my way. I swatted them away with my sword, the splatter burning my fingertips and arms.
Oh, that burns!
Ben said behind me. Whatever connection I'd had with the firebites was gone now. Not only did they want the pixelin, they now wanted Ben and me as well. These fire bites were fully grown. Their fire, though small, would last much longer than others.
What do we do?
Ben said.
I don't want to be burned alive.
I could feel Ben sliding away from me.
Don't you dare run,
I growled.
They'll turn you into char before you get within a dozen yards of a horse. Stand your ground and live. Give ground and die.
Nervous, Ben said,
That's what my uncle, the Legionnaire, says.
I didn't see any way out of this. They were going to hurt us, fry us, burn us. The intent was there as their tails snapped back and forth. They'd burn the entire forest down if they wanted to. I'd have to use Fang. I'd have to be quicker than them.
Fang, if you have any advice, I could use it now.
What?
Ben said.
Nothing,
I said.
Prepare yourself.
As Ben and I stood side by side, I saw the firebite's tiny chest swell. A torrent of flame shot out.